In this bulletin, regional New South Wales is on high alert after COVID-19 cases travelled through several regional towns. Polls open in Georgia as voting begins in crucial US Senate runoffs. And in cricket, the Renegades accused of playing dumb cricket after a disappointing loss. With the latest SBS News, good morning, I'm Alan Lee. New South Wales Health has updated its health advice to include several venues across Western Sydney and one in regional town Orange. Regional New South Wales is on high alert after a confirmed COVID-19 case travelled to several towns in the state. The 18-year-old man from Barala visited the regional towns of Orange, Nyngan and Broken Hill. The coronavirus threat in wider New South Wales prompted Victoria to shut its borders on Friday night, leaving thousands of Victorians stranded. More than 2,700 applications have been made for exemptions to cross the border, with only 57 exemptions granted to date. Polls have opened in Georgia for today's runoff elections, with results determining which party controls the United States Senate. United States President Donald Trump is urging Republicans to vote, repeating the false assertion that he won the presidential race in Georgia.
The stakes of this election could not be higher. Your vote tomorrow will decide which party controls the United States Senate. The radical Democrats are trying to capture Georgia's Senate seats so they can wield unchecked, unrestrained, absolute power over every aspect of your lives. If the liberal Democrats take the Senate and the White House, and they're not taking this White House, we're going to fight like hell, I'll tell you right now.
The president campaigned for Republican Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, while President-elect Joe Biden campaigned for Democratic challengers John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock. Beverly McDaniel, who works in the medical field, says she voted Democrat with future generations in mind.
What may be today may not be tomorrow. And the leaders that we will choose today is going to make that change for us. It's going to make our change for our grandchildren and for our great-grandchildren.
Qantas has brought forward international ticket sales for destinations including the US and the UK, despite the growing number of COVID-19 cases overseas. The airline previously suspended flights to the United States and the United Kingdom until October, but has brought forward the date to the 1st of July as vaccination programs get underway. Flights from Australia to Asian destinations like Hong Kong, Japan and Singapore have been pushed back from March to the 1st of July to provide more time for safe travel bubbles to be created. A man's been arrested after two children were killed and three people injured in a regional New South Wales hit and run. Emergency services were called yesterday afternoon after five people were hit by a car at high speed in Wellington near Dubbo. Two children were pronounced dead, another was airlifted to hospital in a serious condition, and a fourth child and adult were also taken to hospital. The alleged driver fled the scene but was later captured by police and taken to Dubbo Police Station where he'll undergo drug and alcohol testing. Saudi Arabia and its Arab allies have signed an agreement to end a dispute with Qatar after accusing the country of supporting terrorism for 3 years. Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Bahrain and Egypt will reopen borders with Qatar, lifting diplomatic, trade and travel embargoes. The deal was announced at the Gulf Cooperation Council summit where Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and Qatar's emir hugged on the airport tarmac. Prince Mohammed has thanked Kuwait and the United States, who acted as mediators to push for the deal. Hong Kong's outgoing top judge says calls for reforms of the city's judiciary cannot be based on dissatisfaction with court rulings. In recent weeks, Chinese officials and state-owned media have stepped up criticism of the legal system, accusing the semi-autonomous city's courts of misinterpreting Hong Kong's mini-constitution in rulings relating to pro-democracy protests. Chief Justice Jeffrey Ma says changes can't be made in order to ensure a certain party gets favourable results.
It's good to comment on the work of the courts, even in a negative way. But in order not to lose the respect and confidence of the people whom the law serves, it's important that any criticisms made, however strong, have a basis to them, and that they are not made just because you're not happy with a particular result.
Mr. Ma says the judiciary is not pressured by the Hong Kong government or by Beijing to decide cases in a certain way, even though Hong Kong's freedoms have come under strain as Beijing asserts more control over the city. In cricket, Melbourne Renegades captain Aaron Finch has vented his frustration at his team after a disappointing 60-run defeat to the Adelaide Strikers. The Renegades, who trail at the bottom of the rankings, suffered their seventh successive BBL loss at the Adelaide Oval. They conceded 52 off the last four overs with the ball before losing their last nine wickets for 44 with the bat. Speaking to the Seven Network, Finch has accused his side of lacking cricket smarts.
There's been some really dumb batting this season. Four games to get bowled out inside your 20 overs and a few of them inside 13 overs. It's just some dumb cricket. Yeah, no, I can't put my finger on it right now. It's a combination of quite a few things. And at times we've been brilliant.
And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth today, sunny and a high of 37. Partly cloudy in Adelaide, a high of 25. Possible early morning showers in Melbourne, a high of 20 degrees. 20 degrees in Hobart as well, with an afternoon shower or two. 23 today in Canberra, with a shower or two. Much the same in Wollongong, 23 degrees, with a shower or two in Sydney as well, and a high of 25. Much the same in Newcastle, high of 25, and a shower or two with a possible storm in Brisbane, and a high of 33. 32 in Cairns today, with showers and a possible storm, and showers and a possible storm for Darwin as well, with a high of 33. And that's the latest news, sport and weather from SBS. I'm Alan Lee.